Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Let's sort of go back to the start. How did you, after you've had that idea, how did you get your team together and then get the fundraising going?
I don't really know. Like, I don't really remember. Kind of like, what was the...
You just blacked out for like, a few years and then this documentary
was finished. I mean, because it is crazy what you remember and what you don't. Because, I mean, we got to remember this is what... How long ago was this, Kyle? 18 months now?
I mean, what? When we started talking about, like, actually making the movie, I think it was, like, February or January of 2015. So, I mean... We started talking about it and coming up with ideas about like, oh man, it'd be really cool if we did this or somebody should do this kind of type of thing. And I don't think it was until April that we were really like, we can do this. Like we can totally do something like a it's short, like we talked about earlier.
Somebody should do this. Hey, where's somebody?
Exactly. You know,
well, it's one of those great ideas that once it comes to you, it's so obvious. And you're like, wow, why has this not been done before? And we knew that we didn't want it to be just like a response to like prequels. I mean, to People versus George Lucas or something like that. We knew we wanted to have a different angle.
The People versus George Lucas is it's an interesting documentary in that it gets really angry at George Lucas, and then at the end, the documentary sort of tries to make up with him, like
it's ridiculous. It's like let's spend 70 minutes berating this human being, but then the last 10 minutes it's like but he was our favorite, blah blah blah. And I remember listening to stuff that I forget the director's name, but like I remember I think he started off with good intentions and it just kind of got out of control for him, because I know he is a deep fan of Lucas, and I know in all of his interviews and stuff he would say like but the ultimate message is a good one. And I'm like, I have never talked to anyone who at the end of People versus George Lucas thought it was ultimately an endorsement of George Lucas. Like, have you seen the cover of the DVD? I mean,
I do think that documentary does, like, it is a metaphor for how so many people feel about George Lucas, is that they love him so much. And, you know, and a couple of people in your doc sort of, you know, kind of admitted to thinking like they know him through all his work and stuff. And I think people sort of feel almost like a scorned lover or a, you know, like someone that's been cheated on in their marriage, that this guy that they held at such high regard. And it is hard. I think I find it a challenging thing to realize your heroes aren't perfect, and that even in modern day life, like say with like a politician or something, you might love their policy on one thing, but then on something else, you'll have a different mind. And that's a hard thing, I think, to comprehend. And especially on the internet, because the internet is such absolutes. Like, it's such, what side are you on? And I think in Star Wars fandom, that nuance, sometimes people can't handle it, where you might criticize something in the prequels, and then it's like, oh, you're a prequel hater. No, I just didn't like that one little thing. And that's what being a fan is about picking the things you like the most. And it's, in some ways, I think about it, that the difference of opinion about the prequels, it's added so much to Star Wars. Like, if we love them all evenly, like, would it be as fascinating? this conversation wouldn't be as, like, your documentary wouldn't exist. It'd just be like, we love all six. They're good. They're good.
I certainly think it adds another dimension to things. And I think that one of the interesting spins was just the different voices, you know. So, like, what we wanted to do is open a discussion. And, you know, we have people on the team that have different opinions either way. But one thing we all definitely agree on is that there are opinions on the prequels that were just so underserved. And there are very many people and very many arguments and very many things to appreciate in the prequels that just never comes – well, it, for a long time, it never came to light because there was such a dominating conversation. And I think it does have a lot to do with what you said about, you know, it's kind of like George Lucas was, I mean, is still so many people's heroes. And I think, you know, I think that a lot of people felt betrayed. But I know, Robert, you probably have the strongest opinion of this of all of us. What is your take? Because I know this is something you're really passionate about. It's like, why do you think the fans have this kind of feeling that they do about Lucas?
Yeah, like you said, it's a lot of people were let down. That wasn't my experience. So the whole the way it's kind of gone in the, you know, it's been 17 years. I think we have to come to terms with this. So this is therapy. This is one way of dealing with it. We're laying it all out there.
But Robert, do we have to come to terms with it? Like,
not if you don't want to.
Yeah, I think it's fine to have mixed feelings about something.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to like it, but you know, everything that is introduced into popular culture or any culture, you know, it goes through a time. We've seen, you know, you've got to go back to contemporary reviews, you know, from the time of all the movies to see how they were received then and what's happened since. We've gone, you know, to be anywhere near the internet, you know, in the last 10 years, you would think that it's the whole internet consensus is that these were the worst movies ever made, almost, you know, which is obviously not the case. And I think there's a swing, you know, we've gone to the extreme of the other side. They're never going to be universally loved. That's never going to happen. there is too much ill will against some people, in some people.
Yeah.
But there can be the other side, and I think that's important to get out and go. There's a lot of fans that have kept quiet, you know, and they're starting to speak up and find their voice and, you know, show the other side.
An interesting thing you pointed out in the documentary was the fan reaction back in the day to the Ewoks, and I found that a compelling argument that, because I'm Ewok age, like, I was a little kid in, you know, that was the first Star Wars film that I saw on its release in the cinema. I think I saw Star Wars on a re-release as a bit of a primer before Return of the Jedi. They brought it back out. But I grew up just accepting the Ewoks and the Ewok battle as one of the most exciting things to ever happen on a giant bit of white wall. And to have that, like, to look at that and then look at that Ewok battle, like, critically, and then you go, yeah, that is a bit goofy with the sticks against the helmets. But that's, do you know what I mean? It's like such a beloved memory for me. So there is that whole thing about, you know, where you were when you saw it and at what age you were. And, you know, just to follow up on Robert's point that they're the, you know, people say they're the worst films of all time. Well, of course they're not. But I think there's a fair debate in that overall they're the most disappointing films of all time, partly because of how loved they were and how anticipated they were. It's not the film's fault, but I think, and this is a big worry with the Han Solo film, where they go with it. If it's an origin film, I think then you're on rockier ground, because we've all in our head, like, we've been making this movie. Like, we've all probably got a Han Solo film in our head, like an origin, like just much like we had a prequel in our head. And I think the origin stories are the hardest to tell when you've already established the character. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.